Good afternoon, Dr. Gary here on the road. We are dental practice brokers nationwide. So let's go over today's topic. How we achieved two back-to-back sales of dental offices instantly. Interesting story. It's a case study. Let's talk about it. So as you know, we're now in 28 states. We have 10 employees. We have two CPA accountants, marketing director, operations director, and five development acquisition specialists. You can now reach us 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. And our phone number is, and you can reach us at about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning East Coast time to approximately 9:30 p.m. East Coast time. So call us. We answer the phone virtually every day. Now, our phone number is 201-663-0935. And the website is nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com or dentalpracticeguide.com. Go on there. You'll have tons of information about us. Be happy to share with you. Everything you're about to hear on this case study today, it's for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. If you're thinking about selling to a large DSO, please give us a call. We work with them all the time. Now, we're independent. I was a dentist for 25 years. I started my own company. We don't have strategic partners. Forget that. The collaborative relationship, no. Because our partners always change. The DSOs you work with always change. We don't have just one or two or 10 DSOs we always go to. We have a diversified assortment of DSOs to go to. So if you have a larger practice and you're thinking about selling to a DSO, call us. We do this all the time. We know what DSOs are dealing with that month, because it's until you're in contract and negotiating a deal, that's the only time you really know what a DSO is all about. You could read all these advertisements and the newsletters. That's all nonsense. If you don't deal with them on a day-to-day basis or were in contract with them a month ago on a deal, you don't know what that DSO is about. So they'll often pay our commission. And if you work with us, sometimes we can get legal fees reimbursed at closing. So we've done this long enough. So give us a call. We could talk about it. If you want an appraisal or you don't know what the practice is worth, give us a ring. We'll be happy to give you an estimate at no charge. Okay, we'll need a lot of paperwork, but we can do an estimate. So anyway, as we proceed here, they just raised our tolls in New Jersey. It used to be $1.50 like 2 years ago. Then all of a sudden they kicked it up to $2, and now it's $2.10. It's crazy. Everything's getting expensive. So is the cost of capital. That's why the prices of practices are going to start coming down somewhat, because it's getting too expensive. I can't believe they did that. We're talking about in a year, that's about in a 2 year time period, they raised the tolls like 35%. It's crazy. Anyway, let's continue. So what do we have here? What happened that we had two back-to-back sales instantly? Well, I believe it's because we've grown large enough that we have over 715 new buyers, total buyers that we've sold to in the past. That's not even the whole list. That's who we've sold to in the past who are presently working with. Sometimes we can get seven new buyers a week. So we have such a stock of buyers now that often we just have to check in with our buyers, send a newsletter out, or send an email blast, or some of the DSOs who we think would be a good candidate, and get an instant thing. So the first one, the doctor walked in, this would have been yesterday. They walked in yesterday, and less than 24 hours, I got an email, we want the practice. Less than 24 hours, it came from a doctor of record. So that's something I think we can offer you. And this is nationwide, we could do this. And it happens to be because we have a large pool of buyers ready to go. Now, our buyers are screened because we get them all pre-approved at the bank, at various banks, and they all sign a non-disclosure agreement. So we have some level of protection here. If you practice on the market, they'll keep it to themselves. They won't tell the staff. Because if you don't have the right letter of intent, they can just walk in and say, start talking to your staff. It'll drive you crazy, but that happens, believe me. The second buyer is this morning, today. You know, we try to give you this stuff live, what's happening live. So this would be 4 hours, no, 3 hours before. I went to a meeting this morning, older practice, gross low, but they were selling their real estate also. And the real estate happened to be a multi-dwelling real estate. So all of a sudden, and then the dental office downstairs. And it'd be a harder sell somewhat because when the real estate is worth more than the dental office, gross, more challenging to sell. But anyway, I thought it had good promise to it because it had rental income and all that. It was on a good street. And even though the gross was lower, I thought it was a good opportunity. So we just don't walk away because just the gross is lower. I thought it did good service to the doctor. So I met the doctors. We had a great chat, talked for about 45 minutes, an hour. And within 1 hour or less, I'd say it's an hour, less than an hour, I get a call from one of my buyers. I hadn't even marketed this yet. It didn't even go into marketing, advertising, website, nothing. He calls me 2 to 3 hours after I went to see this office. Maybe it's even less than that. Says, do you have, you know, anything in this county with real estate? I said, yeah, I just came for one. Here's the town. He says, that's incredible. I want to see it immediately because I am ready to do a deal. He says, if that real estate is reasonable and this one doctor wanted to have a smaller practice that he could grow because he had a second practice and he couldn't spend enough time initially. He wanted a small practice he can grow slowly. And this is exactly it. So there's a fit for everybody. Remember, it's hard to sell a practice if the gross of the practice is much lower than the sale price of the building. But in this instance, it was no problem. It's exactly what the doctor was looking for. It is timing, and it's because we have a pool of buyers ready to go. Now, we'll still advertise and market and so forth, but this was a good instance and a good situation for both buyer and seller. So we'll put it together. You just never know. So those of you that are sitting in the sidelines, put the practice out there. Put it out there. No matter what you think about it, put it out there. Call a broker like us and we'll help you. We're working in all the states. We're, you know, New Jersey to California now. So we can help you put the deal together. Give us a call. Maybe we'll have a buyer that's ready to go for you already. And we'll put a good package together. All right? Great talking to you. I wish it was summertime. It's the winter and I am cold. Woo!